Hello, everybody. My name is Sterling Nice. I am the host of the Nails on Chalkboard podcast. Today, we'll be reviewing the movie Kung Fu Panda 4. I went to see this movie in the theaters a couple weeks ago, and I just thought it was, like, super hysterical. And I was, like, thinking about, like, sharing it with you guys, but I also knew it was pretty childish. And usually, like, podcasts like these usually just, like, do like adult movies. Today we're gonna try something a little different. I highly doubt I'm ever going to rate a PG movie again. So basically, if you haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, and 3, I recommend you watch. I do recommend you watch them. They're very funny. I saw them like when I was. I saw like all of them when I was like six. Okay, sorry. I saw, like, them all when I was, like, 4, 5, and 6 years old, and I just thought they were hysterical, so I recommend you watch them. So basically, the main character is Po, who is, Jack Black. I'm pretty sure it's Jack Black. Po must train a new warrior when he's chosen to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. However, when a powerful shape-shifting sorceress sets her eyes on his staff of wisdom... Okay, that sentence just confused me for a second. Because it said, however, when a powerful shape-shifting sorceress sets her eyes on his staff of wisdom, I kind of confused it. That kind of confused me at first, but then I remember, sorry, quick spoiler, Po has a staff of wisdom, so the shapeshifter, who is a she sets her eyes on Po's, staff of wisdom. Okay, now I understand it. He suddenly realizes he's going to need some help. Teaming up with a quick-witted Corsac Fox, Po soon discovers that heroes can be found in the most unexpected places. I love the movie overall, as I said before. Oh my god, it got such low ratings. It got a 3.6. I did not know that. It was such a great movie. That was such a great movie. I don't know why they like gave us such a bad... What? What's wrong with you people? It's such a great movie. I don't really know. The last Kung Fu Panda came. The last Kung Fu Panda. The Kung Fu Panda 3 came out in 2016. Oh, might be because they were different. There were different directors. Yeah, because, like, the director for Kung Fu Panda 3 is Jennifer Nelson and Alessandro Carloni. And the director for Kung Fu Panda 4 is Mike Mitchell. I don't know what movies he's directed. But, yeah, I don't know why he would, I don't know why he would do that. Interesting. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious. I recommend you see it. I don't really know what under talking about like that. It's still in theaters. Yeah, that's a shock to me. I was not expecting that. Jeez. Yeah, let's see some audience reviews. Boy, our first review is 1 star. Oh boy, this guy's a list. Jeez. Okay, this might take a while. This movie pales in comparison to the other three before it. It is a decent film on its own, but is an insult to truly how great it could be and how amazing the other films were. And certainly is not the right direction to take series if this goes forward. I do admit, I actually have to admit, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Mike Mitchell, but like, You're not the same as the other directors. No offense, you're just like not the same as the other directors. Like the other directors kind of like made it like funny and like have like I couldn't. It was kind of hard for me. Like I knew something was like off about that movie because it was shorter than it was like much shorter than the other movies. It was like long was the movie? It was 1 hour and 30 minutes. And like the other movies are like 2 hours long, and like sorry, there's like a Wi-Fi thing on my screen. I don't know if you guys could see that, like for the people watching on YouTube. It's gone now. Because there was like a Wi-Fi symbol that appeared in like the top left corner of my screen, and like it was just like saying I had like 0 bars. Sorry if it got like a little staticky for you. But yeah, Kung Fu Panda 4 is like 1 hour and 30 minutes long. Well, like other movies are like 2 hours long. And I kind of like, I'd probably give the movie like a 7 out of 10. But let's continue with this person's review. It was an insult to truly how great it could be and how amazing the other films were, and certainly is not the right direction to take series if this goes forward. Here are my reasons in a somewhat simplified list, mostly spoiler free. Okay, she said mostly, so like that probably means there's gonna be a couple of spoilers. One, the pacing is hard to keep up with. Since it is quite fast, that gives little time for the viewer to process many things you'll skip, and not in an elegant way. The side plot with the dads has only one reason for existing, and is frankly a waste of screen time. Many, many plot holes. I've actually never heard of plot holes. I'm gonna look that up. A gap or inconsistency in the storyline that goes against the flow of logic to satisfy the story's plot. Okay, I admit that. I see that. If you're like wondering what he means by dads, you have to like watch like the first. You have to watch the third movie to understand that. So basically, he has like Po has like Po's adopted because like his other mother got like if you've seen Kung Fu Panda 2, he got like his other mom got chased by a peacock and probably killed. I sound insane right now, I know that. But it's true. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'll just let this person spoil it for you. Four, the magic system is not explained whatsoever, and the audience is just supposed to accept it. I mean, like, yeah, we are the audience. We're stupid that way. Five, the ending villains, when they are all together and are extremely out of character. For example, Tai Lung. You have to watch the first movie to understand that. Tai Lung is supposed to be so egotistical and up in his own head that everything he believes is correct. He is the dragon warrior, and now suddenly he thinks Oogway was right after. And now suddenly he thinks Oogway is like an old turtle. You have to watch part one and part two. And he thinks Oogway was right after one Po. Whoops. After one thing Po did for all of the masters, this does not feel like Tai Lung at all. Oh my god, this person has such a big list, it's insane. Six, Po has been the better dragon warrior for about 2.5 movies. Why can't he just stay as the dragon warrior? Why does he need to be better and greater than he already is? I do agree with that, honestly. I actually do agree with that. Like, why can't Jack Black just stay the same? Let him keep being funny, please. Seven, new characters' designs have lost the classic Kung Fu Panda charm and don't go into good detail with memorable characters. I think Zen is like, you have to watch the movie. Zen looks like she could be from Zootopia, and that manager pig from Sing. I don't remember a pig manager. Eight. The Furious Five are non-existent. They aren't even side characters anymore. Is it called the Furious Five? It is called the Furious Five. Yeah. Are non-existent. They aren't even side characters anymore. Yeah, I do admit, yeah, that is another thing that which kind of pissed me off. They didn't include the Furious Five. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch the movie to understand. Well, like the Furious Five are just like Kung Fu Panda's allies. They don't include them in the movie until the very final part. Which like I was kind of upset in like the beginning how there wasn't like how they weren't there. But in the end they like showed them, which was pretty cool. But yeah. Let's see. Shifu is used yet completely unimportant. Also, isn't it implied by his garbs? I think that's supposed to be guards, but isn't it implied by his guards and staff that he took Uwe's place, not Po? 10. The plot twist was out of the plot twist was out of nowhere in a bad way. It didn't make sense. There were no hints about Zen at all. There were no hints about Zen at all. It is also extremely predictable. Every plot is. You think it's gonna stop at 10, but it's not. This person goes on to 17. Okay, yeah, because usually people. Sorry for the noise in the background if you hear it. 11. It was obvious when Zen would become and left no room for doubt. 12. Poe can't find inner peace, but he found it in the third movie. What happened? The idea was. I keep Xing out of it. The idea of stealing Kung Fu makes no sense. It's a physical action. Nothing is explained. She says that, the person says that in all caps, and nothing is explained in all caps. 14. This movie literally felt like a cash grab. What's cash grab mean? A product designed primarily or solely with the intent of generating profits or money. Yeah. Well, Mater trying to start a new may well I Mater trying to start a new franchise or something, and they just want like a head start or something, maybe. I don't know, that's just a theory. 15. The villain is weak. 15. The villain is weak and practical and does what kind. The villain is weak and practical. That's what Kai did, but in a more pathetic way. Why does she need to take Kung Fu from multiple masters? And why not take Kung Fu from Po when she had the chance? That is a good point. I just like she said something about Kai. You have to watch the third movie for that. That was the main antagonist in the movie. It was a bull. There's like the antagonist like for the first movie. It was like for the first movie, the antagonist was a leopard. For the second movie, the antagonist was a peacock. And for the third one, it was a bull. And for the fourth one, it was a chameleon. Okay. Most jokes are 16. Most jokes are lame and feel too modern. It felt wrong. There's a Karen joke, for goodness sakes. I didn't see a Karen joke. 17. Finally, there is seemingly no underlying message, theme, or meaning to the movie. And it feels like a weak, useless update to the word ache, also known as a cash grab. Oh boy, that person spilled their guts. Jesus Christ, my mouth is gonna be sore. Jeez, I had a lot to say. God. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. I'll most likely be recording tomorrow. I will see you all on the next one. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Sterling Nice. Goodbye. What? Wait, I'm so sorry. That was so embarrassing. It didn't end the recording. Okay, now it's